I'm Keith Peters reporting grounded Boeing planes could soon be in the air again. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes must first go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. The FAA says it will not agree to any Boeing request to expand production of MAX planes until the agency is satisfied that quality control concerns have been addressed. Meanwhile, Congress is getting involved in examining safety at Boeing after a panel flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner in mid-flight this month. Senator Maria Cantwell says the Senate Commerce, Senate and Transportation Committee, which she chairs, will hold hearings to investigate the root causes of recent safety lapses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ring says it will no longer allow police to ask for doorbell camera footage from users. Ed Donahue reports.
Ring says it's doing away with the request for assistance tool. It allows police departments and other public safety agencies to ask for and receive video captured by the doorbell cameras using Ring's Neighbors app. A reason wasn't given. The change takes effect next week. Law enforcement agencies will still be able to make public posts in the app. Privacy watchdogs have been concerned about Ring's relationship with police departments, saying it can change neighborhoods into a place of constant surveillance and lead to more instances of racial profiling. Law enforcement agencies can still access videos using a search warrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two Democratic-aligned groups this week have filed campaign finance complaints against No Labels. They're hoping to crimp the centrist group's pipeline of campaign cash and force it to follow the same rules as former political parties. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow is down by 99 points. The Nasdaq rose 55. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not look to the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio is suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people and others to find shelter. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege that the rented church building in the small city of Bryan is violating the zoning ordinance, lacks proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and has unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. This is SRN News. Nearly 1.9 million Ford Explorer SUVs are on the automaker's recall list.
They're being recalled because a piece of trim can fly off, posing a potential hazard to other drivers. The recall affects Explorers from the 2011 through 19 model years. Federal regulators opened an investigation of the problem last year following consumer complaints. Dealers will inspect the trim pieces to make sure they're secure while adding some extra adhesive. Owners will be notified starting March 13th. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Biden has vetoed a Republican measure that would have blocked a White House waiver that allows some foreign-made content in federally funded chargers for electric vehicles. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said that if taxpayer money is used to build EV charging stations, they should be made by Americans in America using American products. More details at SRNNews.com.